Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, HR Happy Hour. It is September 10th, 2009. This is episode 9. Shauna Morkey, the HR Minion. How are you tonight?
I'm doing really good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. It's me, Steve Bowes, your host for the HR Happy Hour tonight, and breaking in some new theme music once again, inspired, of course, by last week's show when every guest had their own theme music. So, a little Beastie Boys for me tonight, so I thought I'd indulge myself.
I am curious, what kind of intro theme music do you think I should have?
Shauna, you know, I've got a whole little list here of songs I could choose for you, so if you want me to run through, we've got Partridge Family, we've got some...
Not the Partridge Family.
Yeah, AC/DC from last week, and what else do I have here? Nirvana, so we've got it all here. So let me know. Make a request, and
I'll have to think about it.
It'll be on there for the next show. So how's it going, Shauna? Everything going cool? Everything cool?
Yeah, it's been a good week. It's been a good week.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's been a pretty interesting week. And just a couple of quick notes on the show. If you're new to the HR Happy Hour show, a couple things. The call-in number is 646-378-1086. And if you want to come on the line, come on the air with us, press 1 on your handset. If you just want to listen in on that line, that's cool as well. If you want to follow the show and some of the back channel comments on Twitter, the hashtag is just HR Happy Hour on Twitter, and we'll keep an eye out on some tweets if you have any questions or comments you want to make there. There are some folks on the line already who want to come on the air, and I will get to you just in 1 second, so hang in there with me. And again, if you're calling and you want to come on the air, press 1, and I'll be sure to get you right on. This week, we did have a scheduled show that we had to reschedule, which was the HR and Small Business show, which was originally scheduled for actually tomorrow night, which we had some conflicts with some things. So we're going to reschedule that show for a later date. I'm not sure the date on it just yet, but the HR and Small Business show will come on probably sometime in October. And so then we figured, let's go ahead and move the show and do it on Thursday night this time and see how that works out. So what do you think, Shauna, about the Thursday night show?
I think that this is fun. It's nice to change it up, keep people on their toes.
Yeah, I know. We're breaking every rule of broadcasting by moving the show time every single week to make it almost impossible for folks to know when we're actually on. So I'm catching a little heat on that. But So tonight, it's an open forum, any topic. There's a bunch of conferences going on. The ERE Expo is going on right now. We've got Recruit Fest in a couple of weeks. HR Tech is coming up. We can talk about any of those things. Shauna, you've got an event you're attending soon that you can talk about, I know.
Yeah.
We've got also a mini drama in the HR blogging world this week, which is good for me, right, who needs show
content. Well timed.
There's some mini drama amongst HR bloggers that we can talk about as well. So, I'm going to go ahead and just start putting up some of the callers who've called in, starting with caller area code 618. Are you there?
Let's try that again.
Yeah, the show's off to a flying start. You know, that's what I get for not planning in advance, getting the guests organized prior to the show.
It's fine.
Let's try one more time. Area code 618, can you hear me? All right, great.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, it's Trish. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
we can hear
Trish.
You now, Trish.
No, I was hearing you every time. I'm like, oh, God, they're not going to hear me.
That's great. Trish, hang on the line for 1 second. I've got a couple more callers that I'd like to bring up. Do you have a couple of minutes while I go through? The lines are blowing up. It's like the Jerry Lewis telethon.
Yay!
Yeah, bring them on.
Donate money. I could use money.
Hi, area code 206.
Hi, it's Jessica Lee.
Hi.
Jessica, how are you
doing? I'm lovely. How are you guys?
We are fantastic.
Good.
And I think I know why Jessica Lee is calling on the line. Because she wants to maybe.
Oh, I'm just calling to chit chat.
Yeah, you know, Jessica, I'm gonna tell you something. You caused some embarrassment in my world this week when I had to ask a couple of people. You know, can I borrow your copy of Glamour magazine?
That's right, page 253, guys.
And that's not something I usually say, you know, in public anyway. And I had to ask about that three times this week, and I finally
did get
a chance to see it.
Very cool.
Jessica and Trish, can you guys hang on for 1 second? We've got a few more callers to bring up.
Yep.
Sure.
Hi, area code 503.
Portland. This is Lance.
Portland representing.
Yay.
Hey, Lance.
It's the Lance.
What's up?
Lance Tan, your HR guy. How you doing tonight, Lance?
Good, good.
I love this. We have an all-star cast here assembled with really no prior planning. In the interest of full disclosure, which we'll talk about in a minute, there are no stipends or monetary compensation for any guests on the HR Happy Hour show.
That's because you're transparent.
That was my understanding.
Yeah. Eric,
I was under the understanding I was getting paid for this, Jared.
Yeah.
So I might have to
check out. Check the mailbox. Hey, area code 770, you're on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Debbie Brown. I've been shopping for Amish skirts all throughout the Southeast region, and I was wondering if that was the blogging issue, or is it more just, you know, the newsprint versus the bloggers?
Yeah.
Are you sure you're calling into the right show?
Yeah, I know. Right.
I'm calling in because I'm looking forward to meeting you guys at the HR Tech Conference. So I'm dialing.
Yeah, that's awesome, Debbie. And I know that you have an event at that HR Tech Conference that you're organizing that we'll talk about in a couple of minutes. Let me just go ahead and grab these last couple of callers. You know, in the nature of the HR Happy Hour, we sort of let everybody on until they say something really insulting or they shout.
You
lie. There it is. Who said that? You lie.
Jessica Lee. You lie.
Damn.
You just want the controversy, don't you, Steve?
I was waiting for that. Okay, hang on. Let me just get area code 503.
Hi, Stephen Shouted, Susan Burns. You got two people from Portland today.
Hey, Susan.
Hey,
Susan. Woo! Welcome back to the show. Long-time show friend. Can we say long time? The show's been on for 4 months. Are we allowed to say long time?
I think that's plenty long time in the social media world.
Yeah, right, exactly. Long time show friend Susan Burns, welcome back to the show.
I heard you were a hit today.
Hit?
You, Ari?
Hang on, guys. I got one more caller I'd like to bring up, and then we'll just go ahead and get started. Hey, area code 678.
Hey, it's Chris Avrilla.
Chris,
hi.
How are you? It's Chris Avrilla, you know, one of my favorite people in the whole world, despite her affinity for the Georgia Bulldogs.
We'll see how he feels next week after Saturday, since we're playing
those
games.
I know, Chris. You know, we maybe need to do a whole show on that topic. You know,
exactly.
It's a feud. Terrible.
Exactly.
But hey, guys, all right, that's everybody who's called in who actually wants to come on the line. So thanks for bearing with me while we brought everybody up on the line. And I want to go ahead and, if you don't mind, I want to throw it out to Trish first, if you could, because I know Trish and I talked offline about what's going on with the HR Evolution, and I asked her to call in to talk a little bit about what's happening with that event on the show tonight. So, Trish, would you mind giving us all a little bit of an update on what's happening with HR Evolution?
Oh, I'd love to. So for anyone who either hasn't been following it or just needs more information, we are at the point now where the HR Evolution, which, as we've been saying, is scheduled for November 6th and 7th in Louisville, Kentucky, we're now ready to begin open registration. So be looking tomorrow. We're really excited. We've worked the committee, you know, Ben Eubanks, Steve and I, and Crystal Peterson, along with help from so many other HR people across the country in terms of everything from helping us review contracts to, you know, finding presenters and sponsors, it's been just an enormous, you know, outpouring of support. So at any rate, we are now ready to announce registration opening tomorrow. We will hold the event at the Seelbach Hilton in Louisville, which we will have links on the event registration on Eventbrite with pictures of the hotel. It's absolutely gorgeous. We're getting some special rates of $119 a night for the hotel rooms. And
For that price, Trish, are those rooms actually heated and air-conditioned?
Yes, I think I think they're going to throw that in for you. So
with a shower?
That's
yeah,
awesome.
I think there might be showers, you know. no, it'll be really nice. And they've been just very, very supportive of this effort that we're doing. So, you know, obviously to the extent that we can keep it as an unconference as much as possible, we will. But we did want some, you know, nice place for everyone to stay and have it be conveniently located for everyone once you get there. So good news is if you're flying in, they have a free shuttle from the airport to the hotel and back again, which will save some money there. We have the most generous sponsors so far and not prepared to announce everyone yet, but because we just have a couple more slots to fill, but because of the generosity of the sponsors, we have been able to get the actual registration price down to $50 per person. We're so excited about that. That will cover the tweet up on the evening of the 6th, and that will also cover breakfast and lunch the following day and just the conference space in general for everyone. So we think that we were able, to really get that price down, compared to some other conferences that people go to. So hoping that we get a big response in the next couple days. We would love to have everyone sign up. I know I'll have it more information posted on my blog tomorrow, as will Ben over at Upstart HR. We also have the HR Evolution site, which is hrevolution.wetpaint.com. And then we will also be tweeting out some information too. So in the meantime, still have a couple spots open for sponsors for the tweet up the night before. So if you know of someone or you work at a company and you'd like to either sponsor or co-sponsor that, let me know either through Twitter or my website. And we're just really excited and hope to see everyone there.
Great. That's awesome. Thanks for that, Trish. I have been working with you guys on it, and I'm really excited too. I think it's going to be a great event. I definitely would encourage everyone to consider attending and to come meet everyone in Louisville. It should be great. Thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
Hey, since Jessica and Lance called in tonight, thank you both for calling in. Luckily for me, and I was joking with Shauna before the show tonight, you know, we didn't have a show, right? We had to reschedule the existing show with some conflicts with guests, and I had no topic, I had no agenda, but the show hasn't been on in a while, and so we figured we got to do a show this week, what are we going to talk about? And I didn't have anything, right? And then luckily for me, for a guy like, you know, in the position I'm in, a mini drama, a mini controversy broke out this week.
Yep, just fell right into our laps.
Yeah, in the HR blogging community, right? So workforce.com ran a story earlier in the week, I guess it was on Monday, or Tuesday, I guess it would have been, about conflict of interest in the blogging community and closer scrutiny amongst HR bloggers, which kicked off a series of responses from Mark Stelzner, from you, Jessica, from Chris Don. Lance, you were mentioned in the article, I believe, right, you and your blog. So I thought that, you know, we talk about that a little bit. Maybe, Jessica, I'll throw it out to you first, and you just want to comment a little bit about the issues, what they were as you see them, or non-issues, if you will, about this whole HR blogging and transparency situation.
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, the ironic thing is, you know, my whole take on this issue is that I don't want to talk about it, and I've been kind of dismissive about it because I don't know if it's really, you know, an issue, and I don't even know if it's really fodder for the controversy. So, yes, it's ironic that I would even blog about it or that I would even want to talk about it, but you know, full disclosure, in the spirit of being transparent, Workforce is a sponsor of the Fistful of Talent blog. And, you know, candidly, I love the guys at Workforce. I mean, they've been really good to me. They've been good to Fistful of Talent. They've just been super supportive. And so, you know, I guess what things boil down to is that they wrote a story about whether HR and recruiting bloggers needed to, you know, have a tighter rein and whether or not they needed to be scrutinized a bit more in terms of, you know, how and why certain people promote certain products or vendors, and are there relationships that are maybe too close to one another? Are bloggers always as transparent as they could be or should be? And, you know, what I think is interesting, what other people have pointed out, is that this isn't necessarily a new issue, and it's not an issue that is unique to just our industry. I mean, every industry where you have bloggers writing about whatever topics, you know, this is something that people face across the spectrum. So it's not something that's unique to us. But, you know, I think why I kind of jumped on this and wanted to talk about it is, you know, and maybe it's lame that I want to defend Workforce, but, you know, it's an article. Maybe it wasn't the most well-written article. Maybe it's not the most timely piece of news, but, you know, for anyone to ever say that Workforce isn't supportive of bloggers, or that they're, you know, maybe feeling concerned because traditional media is shrinking and bloggers are rising, I mean, I think everyone knows that those are realities, but they have been so supportive of me and others at Fistful of Talent and Chris Dunn at HR Capitalist that, you know, I think that there's nothing that they're afraid of, but I think there's definitely a topic that they're trying to bring light And I think today David Mamister on ERE actually had a pretty good post up on, you know, how there are different reactions about the whole issue, and maybe, you know, the way Workforce wrote about it wasn't in the best manner, but, you know, there is an issue there, but it's just not, you know, unique to us. So, you know, we could take this in a lot of different directions, but I have to say on behalf of, you know, myself, you know, Workforce, they've been great to me, and so I've got nothing but love for those guys, even though people might hate them at this point in time.
Hey, before we just go on with sort of questions and comments and follow-ups, hey Lance, you were mentioned in the Workforce piece directly, so I thought maybe it's fair, you know, for you to just give – were you contacted by Workforce before the piece ran, by the way?
Yeah. So I was contacted in late August about it. Had about a 30-minute interview with Ed. Talked to him about the site. Talked to him about my new job and everything along those lines. So it was good.
So what did you think about the piece after it ran?
I guess a lot more people showed concern on my behalf than. What I thought. I mean, I thought the issues that you brought up specific with me was, minor to me at least. I've always felt, and I'm sure my readers would agree, that I've been very, very transparent throughout my time blogging. So I'm not too concerned about that. I do think, I mean, it's a tough issue for any mainstream media outlet to cover, because they're always going to have that feeling like they're biased, or they're trying to push a certain group of people under the bus that might be undermining their coverage. So it's always tough from that standpoint to come off that way, even if you write the perfect piece. But I think the issue was the end result was a little unfocused, and it was tough to get through in general.
Yeah, I can see both sides of it a little bit, right? I mean, I can see where they're coming from in general, but I can also see the point that was made. I think, Chris Dunn made it on the HR Capitalist, and Jessica, maybe you did a little bit too, like, hey, we're all biased. We've all got our, you know, everyone's biased. We've all got our initiatives and what we're interested in doing and what we're interested in working on, and just get over it, right? Stop staring at each other, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's my whole thing. Like, is this really, like, an issue? I mean, outside of this little community we have of bloggers, like, I don't know if anyone else really cares, and I guess that's kind of, like, the funny part to me. Like, why are we talking about this? Like, do people in the larger HR community even give a damn? And I would probably say that I'd venture to say they don't. Like, I don't think anyone really cares.
This is Debbie, and I would say I'm probably the most outside of this community that I can be. I mean, I'm in corporate America for 24 years. I'm not inside HR. I'm more of the industry HR, and I've been reading the analyst stuff for 20 plus years in print and working within the community for as many years. And you know who's biased and who isn't, and when you look at the blogs, you know whether there is sponsorship and whether there isn't. And I think that the readers get something out of it. I mean, personally, I've gotten an awful lot out of the interaction and the blogs, and I think that to the point of the bloggers this week, you know, so what? You know, if the reader's getting something out of it and the savvy readers can see that there is sponsorship in the community, I think they can sort through and choose what's relevant to them,
yeah,
to your point.
Thanks.
Well, it's just like traditional media. If you lean left and don't go to the Drudge Report and don't watch Fox News, just pick your media sources wisely.
Yep. But even, you know, Drudge is always there to throw out the counterpoint that has you searching for the other side. I mean, so, or they're first to point out, you know, breaking news when maybe some people don't want to hear it. So, I mean, everything serves a purpose sometimes. I'm just saying that I thought the there is a threat to mainstream media with, you know, the people economy.
Yeah.
Look what's happening.
Guys, hang on. I have another caller I want to bring up on the line that I've been waiting to bring up for a while here. Hi, area code 612. You are on the HR Happy Hour.
Hey, it's Paul DeBettings. I'm in Headhunter in Minneapolis.
Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Thanks for calling in.
How you guys doing?
Great, great. This is the Paul DeBettings, the MN Headhunter, in case I spoke over him, which I did. You know, actually, when I started the show, I got to tell you, there was no sort of guideline or instructions as to how to properly run a show. And so I certainly don't know any of those things. So thanks, Paul, for calling in tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, can I quickly, before I move on, Susan, can I throw this out to you just to get your perspective on the whole thing? On the blogging transparency issues?
Sure, go for it.
So what do you think? Disclose everything, or we're all biased and just get over it? Where do you stand on this whole sort of this whole issue?
You know, I'm going to kind of lean back towards something that Jessica said before. You know, I don't think this is really something that's new. It might be a new format, but it really isn't new. I mean, it's true with any media source that you go to is always going to have some degree of bias, right? And you kind of go with what you feel comfortable with. I think that what is new and different about it is that there is potentially a different code of ethics. So within the newspaper, typically, right, unless it's, you know, there have been the occasions, but you're not going to find a reporter that has accepted gifts. If you guys remember recently what happened even when the Washington Post tried to do something and there was an uproar about that. So I think that it's one thing if there's a blog that accepts advertising and you go to that blog and you can see who the advertisers are. Then it's just, it puts more ownership on the reader, right, to be able to discern between, you know, how objective that might be. I think that there's other things that occur that there may be an opportunity for greater transparency. And I'll share something that I experienced actually many, many years ago when I was making decisions around ATS selection. And, you know, there weren't very many bloggers at the time, but there was, quite frankly, you know, as much rhetoric to a degree in terms of the positives and negatives. And it wasn't always clear who was connected to who. And I remember at the time feeling that, wow, there really needed to be some greater disclosure there. And that was a good lesson for me because now I always sort of look a little bit further into where there might be a relationship to understand if the point of view may be biased. So but I don't think this, I guess, and I was talking to Shauna earlier today and then had a chance to go back and read the article because I'm still getting caught up from vacation. And I guess I was sort of surprised that they seemed to be making this more of an HR issue. I don't think it's an HR issue at all. I think it's just more a total blogging, social media issue. And I think partly what we're experiencing is that the medium is sort of maturing. And in any business that begins to mature, you run the risk of losing some of the fun and freedom with it, unfortunately. So I guess I feel kind of mixed about it.
Yeah, no, that's a good perspective, Susan. You know, see, you know, and I don't sort of, you know, sorry, you know, I put you on the spot, you know, but you know, you're out on vacation. You're gonna come on the show. You're gonna get called on. That's how I roll. You know, I walk.
That's how you roll.
Yeah, I saw President Obama. He told the school kids, you know, work hard, be prepared. You know, don't let us all.
Lori said that he told them that Harry Potter was gay. What are you talking about?
Who is, say that again, Sean? I'm not
you
sure.
Didn't see Lori's Twitter.
Yes, it was hilarious.
She had some sarcastic Twitters about how she was saying that Obama was telling children that Harry Potter was gay.
Wow, did he say
he
that?
He is.
He is. He said he is. Yeah, that's funny. Hey, you know, since I've got, you know, since Paula is on the line and Chris Avrilla is on the line, you know, two excellent recruiters, you know, I'll just go ahead and go off script since there is no script. There is actually no plan for the show tonight.
Script's overrated.
And ask you guys from your areas what you're working on. I'll start with you, Paula. Are you seeing any kind of, we're hearing thoughts, you know, the economy's churning, hiring's going to start turning around, there's an uptick. Are you seeing that in your day-to-day business?
Well, I think what I keep trying to tell people is that it's really hard for me to give an opinion on the economy when I'm focused on Minneapolis and IT. And I think a lot of times recruiters are always saying, well, hey, you know, there's so many of these job orders to be had. And then you ask, yeah, but what industry are you in? They'll say, like, well, I recruit biopharmacists in St. Louis. Like, that's supposed to be some sort of, wow, the economy.
They have red hair and they're midgets, right.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like, that's supposed to be some sort of, like, blanket statement that the economy's kicking ass, you know? That just floors me. But I think that, you know, even if you look at the employment numbers from last Friday, this has been a huge economy that has affected certain folks more than others. I mean, the national employment rate's, what, 9.5%? Those with college degrees is 4.5%. You know, or again, you look at, you know, this recession has been more of a heat session. You know, Kevin Mueller talked about it here in Minneapolis. I think he mentioned it today at the RE Expo.
Right.
You
right.
know, if you're a .NET developer here in Minneapolis, you're going, what recession? I mean,
yeah.
you know, so again, it's skill set, industry, and location. And so, but I think generally speaking, I think at least here in the upper Midwest, you know, we tend to not, you know, the coasts get everything first, and then it's how big and how fast is the way it get here. And the economy has sucked here, but I don't think it has sucked as bad as it has in other places. So our recovery is already starting to happen a little bit.
Yeah, that's a great point. Hey, Chris, what's your perspective on it from what you're saying?
Is my mute button on, or can you hear me?
You're on.
We can hear you, Chris.
Excellent.
I'm sure you were talking about, like, how badly the Gamecocks are going to beat the Bulldogs this weekend.
I was. It was helping me.
He's trash talking you.
Keeping me going.
Is this why I should yell, you lie, Steve?
You know, from my perspective, you know, I've definitely seen a big change over the last couple of months. And for those of you who don't know, I recruit in the consulting management and IT consulting space. So we were certainly hit pretty hard, and it was pretty pretty dull for several months. But honestly, you know, we are you know, our clients are signing deals finally and not putting off the signatures anymore. We're starting to hire up. Our bench is pretty low. We've got a lot of people utilized, which is huge in the consulting space. So, you know, we hope we can maintain it. You know, the fourth quarter is generally never good in the consulting business anyway. So it'll be hard to tell if it's, you know, long term, but for right now, things are looking much better.
That's good to hear. Hey, Ken, let me just do a quick reset here. We're about the halfway mark of the show. For folks listening in, again, the call-in number is 646-378-1086. If you want to come on the show with this great panel, press 1. If you're hanging out on the line and I haven't put you up on the show and you want to come on the show, go ahead and press 1, and I'll try to get you up as soon as I can. The Twitter hashtag is HRHappyHour. We'll keep an eye on tweets. You know, we'll respond to them. Unless they're really derogatory, then I probably will ignore them. And we'll just carry on.
Have you seen derogatory ones?
You know, I have. I've got some private
really?
Messages that I'd care not to share. Yeah. Yeah, somebody told me after week two or three, I got really – I don't know what the deal was that week, Shauna, but I got a bunch of complaints about I was too quiet and you were too loud, like in terms of – You know, so, you know, what can I do about that? You know, I can...
I'm kind of not surprised I'm too loud.
Yeah, yeah. So, and guys who've taken the time to call in tonight and come on, I really appreciate it. If you do need to drop off or go, you know, do something or somewhere, you know, please feel free. Yeah, we do have another caller who wants to come up. I want to bring that caller up right now. Hi, area code 416.
Hey, Steve.
Who is this, Mike?
It's Jeff Webb.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, great, Jeff. Thanks for calling in tonight.
Oh, no problem. You know, I like to support my fellow Blog Talk Radio show host.
Yeah, isn't that fantastic? I noticed that, like, the few of us who do this all tend to listen to each other's shows, too. That's one thing I've noticed.
Yeah.
Which is a good thing. It's a good thing. Hey, Jeff, can you, you know, I was going to segue at the sort of the half-hour mark. It's, you know, unless anybody's got a compelling reason to keep talking about blogger transparency, I was going to let that one go for at least another few months until it comes up again. And start talking about a little bit about what's going on, some upcoming events people are attending, and what's going on. It's a real busy season for this community for conferences and events. And, you know, I thought maybe we'd talk a little bit about Recruit Fest. I'll be there. And, Jeff, maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So I like to bill it as the world's only largest and best recruiting on conference. It's going to be happening here in Toronto, September 23rd and 24th. There are still a few tickets left, but, you know, it's selling quite well, which is I'm very happy about. And it's a little bit different from, say, sort of, I think I heard Susan on earlier, if it was Susan Burns.
Yeah, Susan's on, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. So Susan was there last year. She was one of the track leaders, and a little bit different from any other kind of conference that or other event that people attend. We kind of get more involved with the discussion, so it's, you know, it's not a lot of folks sort of standing up talking at you. It's more like a group of people talking together about recruiting and what's important, and, you know, I'm sure some HR issues will slide in there as well, so... but really it's kind of an organic day and then an awesome party at Jason Davis's house afterwards. So.
Yeah, no, it sounds I'm really excited to go. If you know, luckily for me, Toronto is just a short drive around the lake from where I'm at, and I'm really looking forward to it myself. And quite frankly, Trish, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, Trish McFarlane from the creator of the HR Evolution. I definitely have recommended to her to certainly check out what's going on at Recruit Fest in terms of structure and organization and how you guys sort of organize sort of a more casual or different style of conference, and I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, we try not to get too big. You know, we try and give people an opportunity to really talk to each other and connect, and gosh, a lot of networking happens. I always like to tell the story. I went my first time last year. I met Jason Davis for the first time, and now a year later, he put me in charge. So I don't know if that's a good story to tell people.
It's a cool story.
Yeah,
it's very cool. And we get together for lunch and stuff, and they're down at ERE right now flying people with wine. So good.
Yeah,
luck.
You know what? You know, I, you know, it could be presumptuous for me to sort of say people are down there listening to the show right now, but if you're down there drinking wine right now at that event, someone pick up a cell phone and call in. It's 646-378-1086. I was looking for a report from that event, and I haven't gotten one yet. I'm starting to doubt the power, Shauna. I'm starting to doubt the power of the show.
Never. Last Ringler.
Yeah.
We tried to get a live report from ERE earlier today and totally got bumped by Shally. So,
yeah.
You know, stuff
ridiculous.
Happens.
Now you got bumped by Shally. Now we're getting bumped by wine tasting. So I'm not sure what's you know sort of less powerful or what you know. But
well, I think Shally with wine would be really powerful.
Yeah. So if you're down there drinking wine and you're hearing this right now, you know, for shame you haven't called in and let us know what's going on. If you're on the line sort of hanging out and listening and you do want to come on the air, please go ahead and press 1. There's like 5 or 6 callers just hanging out, and if you hit 1 on your keypad, I will put you on the air. So and someone just did. So maybe someone's actually down there drinking wine and got guilted into calling. So let's see who this is. Hi, area code 972.
I wish I was drinking wine. This is Lois.
Oh. Is this Lois Melbourne?
Yeah, this is Lois Melbourne. No, I'm not at the wine tasting, but I did want to put a shout out for HR Tech, which is another upcoming event.
Yeah, you know, Lois, hang on 1 second. Let me just say thanks, Lois, for calling in. First of all, Lois Melbourne from AcquireSoftware.com is still, you know, Jessica, in the interest of full disclosure, I just want to say this and make sure you hear it too, and Lance. Lois has provided a beer koozie to the host of the HR Happy Hour show.
We love you, Acquire.
Yes, and I use the beer koozie every show. I have it right now, and I'm looking at it. And so thank you for that, Lois.
And rumor has it there's going to be a live HR Happy Hour at HR Tech.
Yeah, we are going to try to put that together. Yeah, I'm going to be at HR Tech. I think Debbie will be there, and Jessica, you'll be there too at some point. And we're going to do a show from Chicago. I have not worked out any of the details yet. I don't have any guests. I don't have a location to do the show from. But
I'm going to use Chris Dunn's hotel room.
Yeah, I think so.
I'll volunteer that.
Chris Dunn's hotel room. Okay, Chris, if you're listening, we'll be in your room at about 8 o'clock on Thursday night at HR Tech. Yeah, we're going to do a live show. I think, you know, hey, Lois, one thing I've noticed about the HR Tech show is I'm sort of surprised at and it's a good thing, certainly, about the number of folks, what you'd call sort of non-tech HR folks, who seem to be gravitating toward the show.
I have seen the same thing, and I am really excited about it. It is very interesting to see how many people are not just sending their typical tech buyer, but the practitioners are there, and I think that's going to have a great impact on the show.
Yeah,
I will bring beer koozies for the live HR happy hour. I'll bring
a whole box of them. Jessica,
who knew that one beer koozie could go so far?
Jessica, are we okay to accept those, you think?
Sorry, I was on mute. As long as you blog about it and are very transparent.
As long as I'm trying to take a photo. I did take a photo of the Acquire Software beer koozie once and posted it, so I think we'll be okay. But, yeah, no, I think I'm really looking forward to the show. You know, certainly, you know, tech is what I do most of the time, and I'm looking forward to being there and meeting everyone. We will do a show from there probably on Thursday night, October 1st. Details to be forthcoming. But certainly, Lois, I'd love for you to be on the show as one of the founding, you know, sponsors of the show. You've got to be
currently the only, but, you know.
Shauna, you don't need to. Come on, we're trying to sell here.
I'm sorry.
Isn't part of selling, like, it's a rarefied quantity, you know? People want to more desirable.
I will be a reference for the value of the exposure. So when you try to get, you know, sponsors.
Yeah. Hey, before we go on too much, I'm just quickly checking the different tweets that have come through, and I have a question from Franny, from Franny O. Hey, Steve Bowes, ask Susan Burns about Talent Sync with an exclamation point. Susan, what's that all about?
I think she means Talent Camp.
All right, she wrote Talent Sync, but go ahead, maybe she means Talent Camp. If Franny, if you're still listening, you might want to clarify.
So this is something that I just actually pushed out today on my blog, and two of my fellow campers are also on the call, Lance and Shauna.
Hi.
Was an idea that I started kicking around last summer, but just didn't have the bandwidth to make it happen, but it is finally coming together, and it's happening this October. And this, the idea here was to get about 10 to 12 just really interesting people together for a few days and wrestle around one big question. And the question that I have posed to this group is, what if the HR function didn't exist? Okay, so let's just do a what if around that. And so it didn't exist, but there was a business need that was identified today that recognized that there was a real synergistic relationship that could be levered between talent and business and HR. How would you then develop
the talent function today to meet the needs in the 21st century. And so I've got 12 people, including myself, that will be coming together for 3.5 days in a beach house on the Oregon coast. And that is
the commune.
Sorry?
Nothing.
And so that is the question that we're going to wrestle with. And the people that are coming bring just a wonderful mix of experience in the HR function, in technology, HR generalist, organizational development, diversity and inclusion, technology, recruitment, branding, sourcing. And I am just really psyched about this. I'm, you know, just cannot wait. We're now just about, what is it, Tony? I think like 5 weeks away. We meet up on October 18th.
Yep.
And, I'll quickly just, can I just quickly, Steve, read off who's going to be there?
Susan, you go ahead. I've got 19 more minutes of show here, so, you know, keep reading, you know, even if you get to the end of 12, just keep going.
Yeah, so Brian DeGroote, who is actually one of the very first HR bloggers, who has an incredible background in technology, and if you remember HCM Blogspot, that was Brian. Franny Oxford, and Franny has like a really cool background in working with second stage startups and helping them shape an HR function. Jeff Hunter, who you guys probably know from Talentism. Jeff's got a pretty broad background as well, and technology, recruitment, and OD. Joe Gerstand, you know, his diversity and inclusion background. Lance, with HR background. Lori Rudiman, also HR background. Mike Johnson and Ron McMahon, who have tech background. The lovely Shauna Morkey.
Yep.
Steve Fogarty, Susie Tanini, and myself. And so what my hope is, and, you know, this is sort of interesting because these guys don't necessarily all know each other. They, in some cases, know of each other, but they've not necessarily met or interacted. And so some of this is sort of an interesting exploration around community itself. But my hope is that as this group sort of comes together and we sort of wrestle with this question over a few days, that what will come out of this is a collective work that will be published around what the talent function needs to look like to support business in the 21st century.
Yeah, Susan, that sounds really interesting and different. And I got to say, you know, have you considered, like, popping up, like, live cams and streaming that? Because it's got the makings of a bit of a reality show kind of thing going on.
We were just talking about that today.
Like, every few hours, maybe someone gets kicked out of the house.
I don't want to be on a reality show.
No.
No, yeah. It's really funny because I think that that is actually, I doubt we will do a webcam, so I hate to disappoint you. Unless it's the guy's bunk room, they may want to do it, but I don't think it'll be in the room. But I think one of the things that this group's going to have to wrestle with is what happens during the event, right, when everybody's together for a couple of reasons. One, this is like a huge task to undertake in a few days. But I've also been doing some reading around, you know, just how much more difficult it is to keep a group engaged when you've got people texting and pushing out photos and, you know, all kinds of other stuff. And so part of it, I think, is going to be what makes sense for the group and what makes everybody feel comfortable and what helps keep everybody engaged. I think whatever people want to share before and after, obviously, is a completely different story. But to bring a group of people together like this, I think it's going to have to be really in tune with what works best for the group. So that's probably going to be the first question once we get together in a few weeks that we'll have to figure out.
So you're considering like kind of an NFL-style ban on Twittering and texting during the actual event, right? You know, and just, you know, I see it. It makes sense. I get it.
I don't know. We'll have to kind of figure that out, and maybe it's just sort of while we're working, but I definitely could see people not being totally comfortable with cameras around.
Yeah, no, that might be a stretch. I get that. Hey, before we let this one go, Lois mentioned HR Tech, which is coming up September 30th through the first couple of days of October, and I know that I'll be there for most of the show, and a few other folks on the line will be there, and lots of other people. Debbie, are you still with us?
I am.
Debbie, do you want to mention a little event, a little sort of outing you're helping organize at HR Tech?
Yeah, I'm going this year, really for the first time in a long time, as a just a an observer. In I'm on a consulting assignment for a client. I'm not with ADP anymore, and I'm going really to research a couple of companies and observe. And since I've been so enjoying being part of this community, I thought it would be a lot of fun. And I know Steve's a baseball fan. We've been bantering about the Mets and the Cubs. The
right.
Cubs happen to be in town on Friday. There's a 1:20 game, and so we sent a note out to see if anybody would like to go. The conference actually ends at 11:30, Steve, I think.
Morning, right? Yeah.
Right, and Bill, actually, the one who's running HR Tech.
Right, Bill Kudyk, yeah.
Yeah, Bill wants to go, so he's in, and I know I'm going to go, and Steve mentioned, and I think Lois, that you said you were interested, and I think Lori Rudiman, I think she's driving up to Detroit, but she said she was interested in going.
Cool.
So
cool.
I just want to get a, and I know Chris Dunn said that he was interested, but I don't know when he's flying out. So just wanted to get a head count. I have 8 tickets and wanted to see. And I know, Trish, you said you wanted to go too and keep you posted. So I think it would be fun to do something because I think the only time people were actually going to get together was that quick breakfast.
Right.
Because you can get to that conference and not see each other the whole time. So I figured this might be a lot of fun. Wrigley Field, if you've never seen the game, is great.
So basically, it's a little post-conference HR and technology meetup, tweet up at the Cubs game on that Friday, that afternoon. And folks who might be interested in that should get a hold of you, Debbie, right?
Yeah, just tweet me, DM me, Debbie J. Brown.
Debbie J. Brown. Awesome. Yeah, no, I'm definitely going to make every effort to be there. I think I'll be there. I've never been to a game at Wrigley, so it's got to be a huge opportunity for me. You know, I haven't been to Chicago in ages, so I definitely want to get there.
Good.
That's awesome. Yes.
Can I just say one more thing about Recruit Fest, because I didn't get a chance to do that before?
No, go right ahead.
Well, first off, I just want to say I think Jeff Webb has done a phenomenal, phenomenal job. Jeff, are you still on the line?
I am. Thank you.
Yeah, I've just been really blown away by what you guys have done this year in marketing it. And one of the things that really drew me into that last year, and I can't attend this year, so I will sorely miss you guys. But you know, one of the things cool about Recruit Fest is that it really was a two-way conversation. And that's a really cool thing, and it's something that I hope that more conference groups will begin to do. And I think that that's sort of why the Social Recruiting Summit, which also, if I can plug that, is coming up on November 18th in New York City. I'm sorry, 16th, November 16th in New York City. But, you know, that's one of the cool things about Recruit Fest. And, you know, Toronto maybe isn't as easy to get to, but it's definitely worth the trip just because, you know, there's so little opportunity. First off, like Jeff said, you're able to connect with people in real time that maybe you've only had the online relationship with, but there really is an opportunity to get into some really meaningful conversations there.
Yeah. No, I'm really looking forward to it. And like I said, you know, I'm part of the group that's putting together helping in my role, certainly a secondary, but in the HR evolution. And we've certainly been looking at and modeling a lot of what we're thinking about doing after what's going on at Recruit Fest, because it seems like such a great concept and a great format. So we really have looked to that for inspiration quite a bit. So thanks for that, Susan. We've got about 10 minutes or so left in the show, and so, you know, again, since I didn't really have a specific agenda, I did see a tweet. You know, I love the fans of the show because I did see an HR Happy Hour tweet that told me the Titans and the Steelers are on. So I don't know if that's a signal to, like, you know, we're not.
This is the start of football.
Yeah, we're not listening to the show anymore because the Titans and Steelers are on. But since I knew we were. This is a tough.
It's hard to compete.
Yeah, we're competing against NFL football, the ERE Expo. by the way, nobody down there at that little wine event has bothered to call in, and I'm shocked.
That's so mean.
I'm shocked. There are a couple people hanging out on the line. If you're out there drinking wine right now and just listening and not sort of saying hello, shame on you. So, be that as it may. So yeah, football season has started. And hey, Paul, are you still with us?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Paul. You know, I'm not a Syracuse fan. Okay, I'm not. But you know, they are the team from where I live. You know, I'm not originally from here, so I'm not a fan of their team. But boy, you guys, you're a big University of Minnesota fan, I know.
Go Gophers!
You guys, you did a number on us at the wire, right? Overtime was it? I think. Right?
Well, yeah, I would suggest that the Minnesota fans are concerned that we were losing through the second half and had to go into overtime to win the game. I think that part of it might have been a little bit arrogance, but we do at 6:03 on Saturday evening open up the TCF Bank Stadium on campus. That's our return after 27 years in a shithole called the Metrodome.
It was pretty bad.
You can pretty much figure out how I have felt about that through my early adult life. we play the Air Force Academy. We've got four F-16s doing a flyover of the stadium. It's going to be a pretty cool evening.
Great. Yeah, that's awesome. You know, and we did the sports show last week, which was a lot of fun. And, you know, Sean, quite frankly, I'd do another sports show. I would. I'd do a sports show every week if I could, like,
figure
out a way.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, you know, if I could figure out a way to keep interest in the show, you know, maybe we need to expand in get beyond our little base of, you know, this HR community. But, yeah, no, it's great. It is tough. You know, I think we're, you know, it's sort of, we're in a tough season, right? We're, no matter what night we want to try to do the show, we're going to be competing against something. I do want to go ahead and mention we have a pretty full slate of shows coming up. I think, you know, next week we're doing a special show for job seekers. Paul, I think you're going to come back on, right, with us next week, I believe, to talk about different strategies and tactics for job seekers. We also have Jennifer McClure, the Cincy Recruiters, coming on.
Yeah, it was awesome meeting her last week.
Yeah, that's great. You know, she's fantastic. I can't wait to have her on the show. We have Deidre Hahner, the HR Maven, who's been on the show once or twice and, you know, is one of my favorite people in the world. She'll be on. And Robin Eads from Job Shouts is going to be on the show that week as well. And the week after that, which is September 25th, I'm going to be up at, I guess this will be our first try at a remote show, Shauna, because I'll be up at Halogen Software.
Right.
You know, Halogen Software has been a great friend to me as part of my HR technology class. They've been a big supporter and of me personally, but also a really big supporter of the HR blogging and social media community. They've launched a sort of a new blog as well that a lot of folks are contributing to, and I'll be up there at Halogen meeting with them, and we're going to do a show from Halogen on September 25th, I believe. The week after that, we'll be at HR Tech, right? And so hopefully Lois will be there, and lots of other of our show friends will be there, and we'll do a live show from there. Jessica might be around. Apparently, we're going to be in Chris Dunn's hotel room, so he'll be there. And then
that's a lot of shows.
Yeah, no, and then I got one more, Shauna, and you may want to talk about this a little bit. The work life show, which I'm really excited about. We're doing a
it's totally gonna be fun.
We're doing a work life show, talking about all the issues around work life balance and flex work and things like that in early October. And Shauna, do you want to talk a little bit about who you've lined up for that show?
Kelly and Jody.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So they're gonna call in.
Right,
and Chris from Renegade HR, right?
Yeah, Chris from Renegade HR will be on the show. Leanne Chase will be on the show. And Callie and Jody from Best Buy and Row. I guess they're not with Best Buy anymore.
They're not with Best Buy. So Best Buy sells their books.
So we got a lot of really good shows coming up, and I'm pretty excited about that. And, you know, the problem with guests, though, Sean, I've noticed, is there's like that does require a little pre-planning on my part, you know, that requires a little...
Heaven forbid.
Yeah, a little organization and, you know. you know, I'm excited about that. So, you know, we just got a couple more minutes left, 5 minutes left. I do want to give everybody a shot, you know, and I apologize if I didn't really get a chance to get to everyone. just give a shout out to what you're working on, website, blog, anything you want to plug, and I'll just start right from the top of my call list. And go ahead, Chris, is there anything you want to mention specifically or shout out to?
Not for me. I'm just looking forward to going to Recruit Fest and meeting some folks.
Oh, Chris, I didn't know you were going to be there. That's
I
awesome.
I am. I'm excited.
That's fantastic. We need to make a bet on the game this week, though, so then one of us can pay the other one at Recruit Fest.
Absolutely.
So,
let's
talk about that. Let's talk about that offline. Jessica, are you still with us?
I am.
Hey,
shout
it out. Where can we find Jessica in the next couple months?
I'll be in Lansing, Michigan, right before HR Tech for the Michigan State SHRM Conference. And then I'll blog from HR Tech. Susan mentioned the Social Recruiting Summit that was announced today, and I'm going to be speaking there, so I'll see folks in New York. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that I can't remember. So that's it. Social Recruiting Summit, though, November 16th.
Right. Fistfulatalent.com. JessicaLeeWrites.com, right? We can find everything. Glamour Magazine. You're everywhere. You're dominating.
That's right. Page 253, Glamour Magazine.
The next step is Oprah and the Ellen Show for you, probably.
I have my own talk show. Own show.
That's awesome. Hey, Lance, go ahead and tell us what's going on in your HR guys world.
I just want to use my shout-out to Paul and the Minneapolis or the University of Minnesota Gophers, because he's going to need it when the Vikings suck and Brett Favre really sucks.
Oh, well, I kind of agree with that. So.
So I'm putting all the hope into Minnesota that they can actually do something so he doesn't have to be depressed all football season.
Yeah, I tell you what, we're going through like just everybody's things here. But Paul, I love the way the University of Minnesota seems to embrace social media. I follow the University of Minnesota coach on Twitter. I don't really know why I do, but I do.
We've been actually having a conversation here in Minneapolis for a while now that as a community we need to do a much better, and I mean like a business community, we need to do a much better job. I don't know if it's this whole Scandinavian thing. I don't know if it's this passive-aggressive thing we have going on.
You totally
But, are. You know, we've got, like, the social media breakfast that's in other towns, but we're pulling 200-300 people at every event. It's meeting every month. It's been 18 months in a row. You know, the University of Minnesota is embraced social media hardcore, from university relations services to the football, basketball coaches. It's just kind of a cool place to be, which is, you know, so later on when somebody from Kennedy or ERE are listening to this phone call, when I keep on saying, why are you not coming to Minneapolis?
Right.
Totally.
This is a cheap shot opportunity for me to say, you know, what the heck are you waiting for?
Great. Sean, and make sure you tweet that out, that Paul took a shot. He's taking a shot at the whole country, basically, and saying, come to Minnesota.
I agree. Minneapolis is gorgeous.
Yeah, you know, I got to get up there too. You know, that's definitely a place on my map that I want to get to really soon.
It's the central time zone. It's easy to fly in. The airport's 12 minutes from downtown, 10 minutes from Best Buy, 4 from the Mall of America.
What's the train?
We've got light rail. I grant you don't want to do an event here after October 1st, but why not have a nice event? Have an event. June in Minneapolis. We have an infrastructure. Anybody wants to come, I'll help you put it up.
All right. Awesome, Paul. Hey, Debbie, quick, anything you want to plug or mention before we sign off?
Just, Paul, I lived in Eden Prairie for 6 years, and I took the light rail last week. I agree with you. It's beautiful.
Fuck off. Let's go.
All right. Thanks, Debbie. Susan, any shout-outs real quick?
Just real quick, we have Future of Talent coming up October 4th through the 6th, and then Talent Camp, and then I'll be at the Social Recruiting Summit, as Jessica said, on November 16th.
Awesome.
Hey, Susan, hold on. Hey, Susan, how much fun did you have in Minneapolis?
Minneapolis is great, but, you know, it might be 12 minutes to get to downtown from the airport, but it will take you an hour and 12 minutes to walk through the airport.
Bam!
It is pretty big.
I'm sorry I didn't grab your bag for you, too.
The live stream's about to cut off. Lois, any quick shout-outs?
Just that I am an incredibly biased blogger because my blog is about my business.
There you go. Jeff, are you still there? I think we lost Jeff. Okay, great. Hey, everyone, thanks so much for calling in and participating. It was a great show. I really appreciate it. Shauna, right? No agenda show. What do you think? We just need.
I think we did awesome.
Yeah, we just need a little, as long as there's a controversy early in the week that we can play on.
And good callers.
Yeah, we're great, and I think it'll work out great. But, hey, Shauna, thank you for your hard work this week.
Aw,
thanks, yay. Everybody, for calling in and participating in the show. And that's it. Thanks, everybody. HR Happy Hour, Episode 9, signing off. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Thanks, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Hello, world, hear the song. Come on, get